When the Lord spoke these words into my spirit for us, I wondered what it is that he wanted to say. And I pondered it over and over and over until it became very clear within my spirit that he was trying to communicate something to every one of us here today that is prophetic. Amen? The Word of God, the passage he spoke into my spirit, is he said to me, I want to speak to my people from Psalm 33 and verse 3. So I opened my Bible and I read these words. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Yeah, what? What? Okay, sing unto the Lord a new song and play skillfully with his loud noise. What are you trying to say? Sing unto him a new song. You want us to sing a new song? What are you trying to communicate? And I pondered and I meditated and God, what are you trying to say? What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you trying to communicate to me and to your body today? Sing unto the Lord a new song. Don't you get it? No, that's why I'm asking. I am saying, sing a new song. I said, that's what I read. But what is it that you're trying to say? It says, sing a new song. Oh, sing a new song. Oh, I get it. I get it. Sing a new song. Why? Because we've been singing an old song. No. We've been singing the wrong song. Not just an old song, but the wrong song. You say, Pastor, what is the wrong song? We've been singing the song of poverty instead of riches. The singing of songs of sickness and disease, that's all we talk about before God. We talk to God about our problems. Yes, God knows about your problems, but he said, it is finished. Amen. Hallelujah. If we are going to sing a new song, we must sing the songs of our victory, not of the failure, not of the struggle, but the grace of God that has been given to us to be overcomers. It's a new song. Hallelujah. I am going to sing a new song. God is for me and not against me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? That's the new song. Hallelujah. It's a new song. I said it is what? A new song. What did I say? A new song. Now, what kind of song have you been singing? What have you been singing? You know, it's like they say if you sing country music backwards, you get everything back. You get your wife back. You get your money back. Well, sing a new song. Hallelujah. Get all of it back. Hallelujah. I said, get all of it what? Back. In the name of Jesus, sing a new song. Last Friday, I shared with the saints, this was our prayer focus, just to drive home the point. The Word of God says in Psalm 2, it says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why do the heathen rage? Why are they all up in arms? And why are the people imagining a vain thing? Something that is not going to happen. It says the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And I began to share with the saints as we prayed on Friday. Hear what the kings are saying. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The kings are saying, let us break their bands asunder. In other words, they know they are bound. They know that cords are binding them. But what are we doing? What are we saying? Oh God, I bind this. I bind that. Wait a minute. God has already done it. And when you don't believe what God has already done, you undo what God has done. You didn't hear what I said? I said, when you try to do what God has done, you undo what he has done. How do you undo it? With your unbelief. And if we don't begin to sing a new song, and we keep on singing the old song about the problems, the issues, this, that, and so on and so forth, and we don't learn how to sing a new song before God, the new song of victory, we will continue to stay in bondage. I am not planning on getting healed. I am healed already. The Word of God says, by the stripes of Jesus, you were what?
Healed.
Where? Where? It is past tense and it is done. It is complete. Jesus said, it is what? Finished. Finito. Done. Complete. And if he's finished it, it is finished. I am not trying to get rich. The Word of God says wealth and riches are in the house of the what? The righteous. And God's word says that God has given me the gift of what? Righteousness. And if he has given me the gift of righteousness, I receive it. And if I receive the gift of righteousness, from that very moment, wealth and riches are where I am. Oh, yeah. They're not hearing me yet. It's the new song. I am wealthy and I'm rich. Hallelujah. Healed, restored, made whole. It is done. I am not even trying to go to heaven. What are you talking about? Surely you want to die and go to heaven. No. I don't want to die and go to heaven. The Bible says I'm already seated. If I'm seated in heavenly places, where am I going? I'm already there. Why are you trying to go to where you are? Make a decision. Stop having a split personality. I'm there. Oh, are you there? Yes. You know for sure? Yes, then act like it. We are already in heavenly places, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God is not planning on you coming to heaven. You're already in heaven. He says he's going to make a new Jerusalem. That's what's coming. The new Jerusalem is coming, and then you are going to be there with him in the new Jerusalem, and you're going to be dispatched to rule and reign with him in the earth. That's what he says. I want to go to heaven. Good for you. Or you can be there now. And if the belief is you have to die to go to heaven and you're already there now, then you must believe this: I shall not die. Because I already died and I'm already there. Oh, glory to God. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You died with him. You rose again with him. You ascended with him. And you are seated with him. Far. Some say, far. Far,
far.
Above principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. You are far above. So if there are spiritual wickedness in heavenly places and you are seated in heavenly places, but you are far above, then there must be a heavenly place that is far above the heavenly place the enemy operates from. Hello? So we are not in the same class. We are far above. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to sing a new song.
Hallelujah.
I said we are going to sing what? A new song. Whatever it is that we are doing to enforce what is. You cannot enforce what is not. You cannot enforce a law that is non-existent. Hello? You can only enforce what is. And what you know to be the truth is that which you can enforce. You cannot enforce what you don't know to be the truth. So, the new song that we sing is the song of the truth. Not the was, but the is. I said not the was, but the is. Let me say it again. Not the was, but the what? Is. Because there can be a law that was. And a new law comes in, and the new law is the is. And the new law that is supersedes the old law that was. The new law says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The old law said, I am trying to be righteous. The new law says, you are righteous. I gift you righteousness. And as a new creation, I say, I receive righteousness. The old law said, I had to kill all kinds of animals and fearfully try to approach. The new law says, come boldly. I'm going to sing the new law, the new covenant. Come what? Boldly. Sing a new song. God has put the lyrics in there for you. It is the word of God. And God is saying, I need you to sing me a different song. This one that you guys are singing, I don't listen to that one. Sing a new song. For the word of the Lord is right. That's why you sing a new song. The word of the Lord is right. Psalm 33, verse 4. And all his works are done in truth. Everything God has done, he's done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. That's the new song you sing. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Everything that is here is good for me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't wake up talking nonsense. Don't wake up speaking death into your world. Proclaim the decrees of the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Proclaim the decrees of the Lord. Listen to what he says. He says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. What? By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. No kidding. And all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Yeah. The same breath that he breathed into you. Now, listen to this. When God says there, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and then goes on and says, and all the hosts of them, meaning the heavens made, the hosts of them, sun, moon, everything, by the what? The breath of his mouth. He's saying it happened by the word. Oh, wait a minute. So when God breathed into me, what did he breathe into me? His word. I became a living soul by the what? The word of God. The word of God is what made me come alive. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The fact that you are able to speak, you are able to speak because you're breathing out. Try to speak without breathing out. Doesn't work. It's when you breathe out that you are speaking. That's why if you try to speak and not breathe, you run out of breath. Just keep on talking, and not breathe, and see how long you're going to talk. You are using the breath that is within you to complete. That's when you sing, you know, depending on how much air you got in there, you'll be able to hold your notes and sing for a while. Oh, when God breathed into you, he breathed his words. What words? The same words that he said, let there, the same words. Let there be, let there be, let there be. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed, let there be. The grace of God, the new song that you are singing, is a song of let there be. The authority of God. Oh my. Let me take you somewhere. And I'll come back. Psalm 97 and verse 11. The word of God says, light is sown for the righteous. What did it say? Light is sown for the righteous. What was the first words of God? Let there be light. And God says, I sow light for the righteous. In other words, when God sows light for you, kataboshe. You will never walk in darkness. There's no occasion for stumbling. Your pathway is lit with the goodness of God. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against it. The word of God is as a lamp unto my feet. It's light. The word of God. So you are lit inside and you are lit around. You are the embodiment of light. So the Lord says, you are what? The light. He says, you're darkness. He says, you're light. So wherever I go, light must be. Amen? Sing a new song. I am light, not darkness. I am wealth and riches, not poverty and lack. I am the healed, not the sick. I am the blessed, not the cursed. Sing a new song. If the song does not glorify God, that's not the song you're supposed to sing. That's not my song. I wish I was blessed. That is not my song. I am blessed. That's my song. Glory be to God. You sing the song that glorifies God, that is in agreement with the word of God. That's what you sing. Nothing else. Notice what he says in verse 9. He says, for he spake and it was what? Done. Psalm 33:9. For God spoke and it was done. And then it says, he commanded and it stood fast. Two things. He spoke, it was done, and he did what? Commanded and it what? Stood fast. He spoke and he commanded. Two things. Many years ago, the Lord spoke to me and said, this is the reason why many believers lose their blessing. I said, what? He said, I spoke, it was done, and then I commanded and it stayed. The way to establish what God has already done in your life is to take the position of the commander. Say it again. The way to establish and to keep whatever it is God has done in your life is to take the position of the what? Commander. Hear what the Lord says in Psalm 2. Because if we're going to sing a new song, it's got to be based on the fact that we know that this is the truth. And when I say it is the truth, we believe the truth, but when truth is the truth, you don't have to believe it for it to be truth. The truth defines your belief. You're not believing for it to be true. The truth defines your belief. No, I'm believing it so that it can be true. No, no. It is true, therefore I believe. Do you understand? Hear the statement of the Lord. It says in Psalm 2 and verse 7, I will declare the decree. Whoa. I will do what? Declare the decree. That is stepping into the point of being the commander.
The decree has been made. But he said, I am going to declare what has been decreed. In other words, I am going to become one with the commander who commanded the decree, and therefore I become the face. I become the face of the commander, and the face of the commander is the face of God. Moses, Aaron, you're going to be as God to Aaron. Why? Because you are going to be my face, and Aaron is going to be a prophet, your prophet, and he is going to represent you. You know what God is asking for us to do? Is for us to represent him. How do we represent him? He sowed light into us. Let there be light. He sowed that same kind of spirit into us. He expects for us to stand in the position of authority and declare the decree of the Lord. What did the Lord decree? He said, the Lord said, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. So I'm going to declare what God said about me. I am the Son of God. God said, I am his son. What do I say? I'm his son. God says, I'm righteous. What do I say? I am righteous. Now, what do we, the normal believer, say? I'm such a sinner. Shut up already, please. God says you are righteous. Say what he said. Just say what he said, and you will be what he said. You become what you say because of your confession. You say the same thing. Oh, you stand in front of the mirror. Oh, not this. Spots, all these wrinkles. Oh, I'm getting old. Keep on. Or you can say, my youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Choose which one you're going to say. I stayed in front of the mirror today, and I said, my youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. I walked around my house today, and I said, wealth and riches are in this house. Amen. Wealth and riches are in this house. Wealth and riches are in this house. Wealth and riches are in this house. That's what you're supposed to say. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. It doesn't say sing your circumstance like country music. Sing a new song. Get all of that stuff that you lost. I was going down the street and I lost my wife. No. Sing a new song, man. Sing a new song. Get your wife back. Get your children back. Get your money back. Get your car back. Hallelujah. Get out of jail. Glory be to God. It is the reversal of every misfortune. Jesus came to break the stronghold of the curse. I have no business repeating curse words. Or you think curse words are just F this and F that? No, curse words are talking, I am so broke and I'm so poor. That's a curse word. The curse word is, oh, my cancer. The planet. The star. The sickness. The whatever.
What does the Word of God say? At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? He has a name that is above every other name. His name is above what? Every other name. Therefore, every other name must confess. They must bow. And if cancer is a name, then it must be under that name. I must bow to that name. It's a new regime. And there's a new sheriff in town. Hallelujah. God is my breakthrough God.
Amen.
He has a plan for my life that cannot be sabotaged by the devil or any of his cohorts. Hallelujah. What does the Word of God say? That's a new song I got to sing, saints. That's a new song. I have no other song to sing but the new song. Sing that new song unto the Lord. Declare the decrees of the Lord. And then it says, ask of me. Verse 8 of chapter 2 of Psalms. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. And the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Why? This is God. Listen to God. Listen to God. The God who says, why are these guys imagining strange things, vain things, and saying, we're going to break free from the bondage that we've been put on. No, no, devil, you're not going to break free from any bondage. You are bound and you will stay bound. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if I say, devil, you are bound, it is not a statement stating that that will happen, but rather a statement affirming that he is bound. And it is something that must come from the depths of your heart and your mind. You must know. I'm not praying a prayer that is going to become. I am praying a prayer that is already done. Or else you are not believing that God did it. And if you don't believe that God has done it, then it is not done. That means that the kings of this earth and these fools become free because you are praying a prayer of unbelief. You hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you capishing this? Okay. We're not praying anything to become. We are praying to affirm and enforce as commanders what God has already done so that it stays. Did you hear it? So that it what? Stays. God does not contradict himself. I command it. It stayed. I spoke it. Let me tell you something. This is a very, I'm going to share something with you right now that's of utmost importance. I want you to listen to this very clearly. Many years ago, I was in San Bernardino. Some of you have heard this story. But this part I've not repeated often, maybe once or maybe twice. I was in San Bernardino when God picked me up by the Spirit and brought me, San Bernardino, California. God picked me up by the Spirit and brought me to Winnipeg. I didn't know it was Winnipeg. I didn't know it was Winnipeg until I arrived here, and I didn't even know that it was Winnipeg until maybe 3-4 years later. Brought me from San Bernardino to a place at the corner of Atsum and Pipeline. And when he brought me there, all I saw were tumbling weeds, and it was windy. It was a wilderness. And I'm there standing, and God spoke to me and said, "Can there be life here?" That's what he said to me. And it took me back to the experience of Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37, when God brought him to the Valley of Dry Bones. So I spoke back to God in King James language. I said to God, "Thou knowest." And the Lord said, "Say, let there be life." So I said, "Let there be life." And this city sprung around me. I was in a city. I saw the bus line, the bus running. I saw the bus stop. I saw the buildings, everything. And months later, the Lord began to talk to me about coming to Winnipeg or to Canada. I resisted as much as I could. And especially, like, this is, Lord, you remember? This is why. See how cold I was? That's why. I didn't want to come. Why? It's too cold. I said, there are igloos there. Since I said that, I've never seen an igloo yet, but I said so. It's cold. I'm in California. I'm freezing in California. Why do you want me to come to Canada? What is this? You say, "You're going." I said, "I'm not going." He said, "You're going." "No, no, no, you're going." "Yeah, no, no, no." So I put a fleece before the Lord. I said, if you get me a school in Canada within these next 2 weeks, because I was heading to Nigeria to get married to Mama. If you get me a school within these next 2 weeks, then I'll go to Canada. Cut a long story short, he did that. This was pre the internet and all of that. Snail mail. Do you understand? Snail mail. God moved mail from California right here to Audubon, you know, and back and forth. I paid part of my school fees, and I had days to spare. Mail was going back and forth. I think as soon as I dropped it inside the mailbox, angels picked it up, boom, and landed it in Audubon. And as soon as they finished, boom, I got it. And boom. So it was. Now, but that's the part that you know so far. They, I believe, rode with us. That particular property was close to, was just off Leela. Pipeline and Leela. So we were driving, we're doing like a Jericho march, driving around the property. And as we're driving, I saw the building. I saw this huge building in the property. It was there. And the next thing I saw, it went off. I said, "What was that?" I saw the building. Now it's not there. My son, my oldest son, had seen that same building. And that's how I got to know that that's where it was that I was. Because we're driving with Sister Esme, going to a Bible study, and my son, who was about 3-4 years old, a bag in his car seat, points to an empty field and said, "Daddy, Jesus Castle, Jesus Castle." And Sister Esme and I were looking at an empty field. He was seeing it, We didn't see it. I finally see the building and I did not know. When that happened, I did everything I could in the natural to see if we can buy the property. But a company called Genstar, or whatever it is, probably bought that whole segment. And instead of a church being in that corner, there are single dwelling homes and all kinds of, it's developed. I lost the place. How did I lose it? I lost it because I did not sit in the seat of the commander. It's not that that property didn't have a church building. It's that I did not know the secret of the kingdom to enforce what was and is. That's how many times we lose. Not because it was not God's will, but because we did not take the seat of the commander. That's why God says that you are called to reign and rule with him. You reign and you rule with the Lord. And you're doing that now. I said, you are doing that when?
Now.
It is not to come. You're doing it now. You're called to do that now. I'm called to do that now. I'm called to declare the decrees of the Lord now. I'm called to change my atmosphere now. I'm not called to wait. I'm called to the now. Remember what the word of God says in Ecclesiastes. Let me just go there real quick. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. When you lose what God has for you, you really don't lose it. You really don't lose it. It sprouts back. It comes back to you. And as it comes back to you, seize the opportunity to enforce the will of God. What swung away from you swings back to you. Amen? Hallelujah. What swings away from you swings back to you. Catch it. Hear this. In verse 14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it that men shall fear before him. And then verse 15 says, that which had been, past tense, is what?
Now.
And that which is to be, that is future, hath already been, which is past. And God required that which is past. But that which is past is what?
Now.
It's all now. Now faith. Now faith. Don't undo your faith by reminding yourself of past failures or past disappointments. Remind yourself that whatever the situation is, God is a God of the second chance. He'll give you another opportunity. I learned from that experience. Hey, wait a minute. When God is doing something, when God is saying something, sit at the seat of the commander and begin to command that that which you have seen is made manifest. I see it, show up. Call those things which be not as though they... And now, take a hold of it. That is singing a new song. You see, I was restricting myself to singing a new song based on do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. I thought that's what it was talking about. And yes, it was talking about that. But God was saying much more than that. He's saying, I want you to sing a new song. The song of celebration, not the song of woe. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. Hallelujah. Sing a new song. That's what God is calling you and I to. Let me wrap up by going to Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen. His wonders among all people. For the Lord is what? Great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord. Watch this now. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and what? Strength. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. He's going to define it very clearly to us. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, colon, bring an offering and come into his courts. God says, you want to give me glory? Bring the offering. You know why people don't bring the offering? They're singing an old song. I don't have. How am I going to pay my bills? And God says, quit that. Sing a new song. I still take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and get you going back home with 12 baskets. After I fed 5,000 hungry men, not counting the women and the children, sing a new song. I have, therefore I give. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. You know, let me say something to you. It's important not to get God upset. So what do you mean by that? I'll tell you something. It is not what a man has or doesn't have that matters, but the heart that is behind the giving. He watched the giving of his people, and he took note of a widow that brought in 2 mites. Are you with me? And he said that that woman who gave her mite outgave all the wealthy guys that came with their bags of money, 2 mites, because she gave what? All. It's not the amount. So, somebody can come and give you $2, and it is everything they've got, and that $2 is worth more than $1 million. Amen? But if you've got $1 million and you come and you give $2, that's an insult. Do you understand? That is what? An insult. I know you can give me $10 and say, Pastor, I want to bless you with this. This is $10. I said, thank you so very much. I know you can give me $10, and you come with some Canadian 1 cent that isn't even being used anymore. Say, Pastor, here, that's an insult. You know what that generates? It generates not the blessing, it generates a curse. If you are going to give God something, give him that which is due him, that which honors him. You don't give to God because you want, you know, Trudeau to give you a tax receipt. Bye-bye. You give because you want to honor God. God says, this is how you're going to declare my glory. This is how you're going to sing a new song. This is how you're going to move in a dimension that is in the level of the extraordinary. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. How? You sit in the seat of the commander. The earth is not going to be moved because you're sitting in the seat of the commander. Just like God did speak and commanded and it stayed. You are going to go among the heathen and you're going to say, the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established. Why? Because you are saying, the Lord reigns. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's in control. I'm not going to push a panic button about who won the election. The Lord reigns. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen? He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Amen. What song am I going to sing? A new song. This new song is about God being in total control. And it's in total control because the government shall be upon his what? Shoulders. And that shoulder is called the church. For he's the head and we are the body. Hear this. God isn't going to do anything here. While you and I are waiting for God to come do something, he's waiting for us to do something. Because he has already done his part. And now he's waiting for you and I to do our part. But we are trying to push the envelope back to God, and God says, your turn. My turn? Yes, your turn. But that means I'm going to be acting like God. I created you in the image and the likeness of me, God. I gave you an example. I said, what do you name this? Goat. That's the name. That one. Elephant. That's the name.
Whatever it is that you call it, that's what I call it. My oldest grandson called me Ampa and called Mama Amma. Guess what? When I'm talking, this is Ampa. Whatever he called me, that's what my name is. Hello? He couldn't say grand. He said, am. So Ampa it is. God is saying, what do you call it? He presented this arm to see what he will call it. God is presenting you and I opportunities and saying, what do you call this? Oh, financial problems. Say, okay, that's what it is, financial problems. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you that I am going to see the manifestation of your glory, your wealth, and your resources in this situation. I bless you, O God. Thou art worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My needs are met. My needs are met. Every situation in my life is fixed. The Lord is God. He is my shepherd. I shall never lack. It's a new song. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready for this? Okay. Take me back to Psalm 2 and stand up with me. I'm going to read verse 1, 2, 3, and then verse 4. Why did you heed and rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. They're congregating together. They are planning together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder. Let us break their bands. So it is not just the Lord, but he is what? Anointed. Who are the anointed of the Lord? Let us break their bands asunder. The enemy knows that it is the Lord and us. Hello? The enemy knows that. It is the what? The Lord and what? Us. Whatever you bind is bound. Both God and us. And cast away their cords from us. Verse 4. He that seated in the heavens shall what? He that what? He that seated in the heavens. Where are you seated? Shall what? Shall what? Shall what? Shall what? Shall what? No. You didn't get it yet. Shall what? I didn't say mimic the sound. Nobody laughs, ha ha ha. He that seated in the heaven shall what? Look at that one. Him. Why are you laughing at? You're laughing at the foolishness of the enemy who thinks that he's going to be free and you're going to be in bondage. No, I am the blessed and you know it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. enforce as a commander. Because you are seated and you say, look at you, foolishness. Look, you are the manifestation of foolishness. You think you're going to do anything? Plan all you want. It is a total mess. Dig the biggest, fattest, deepest hole. You've fallen into it. And you shall never be able to come out of it. So dig. And God sits, and you sit, and you both are doing what? Woo! Yes. That's the new song. When the enemy brings trouble your way, start laughing. Start laughing. Start laughing. Start laughing. The devil is not in control. God is, and so are you. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we are thankful for your word. We're thankful for life. We're thankful, oh God, for a new song. Lord, oh God, every day of our lives, Lord, oh God, in and by your grace, we will sing new songs. You will hear us, oh God, testifying of your goodness in the land of the living. We shall live and not die. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. We are blessed in our going out and in our coming in. Lord, oh God, we give you praise, for you are God and you reign supreme. And Lord, oh God, we thank you for the privilege accorded us to reign with you. Father, this day, we ask that you sanctify everything about our lives. This temple, we command by the authority of your word, is cleansed, totally cleansed. This church, this facility, cleansed. This place where we congregate in is cleansed. Of all filth and of all things, oh God, that does not glorify you. Every evil word that has been spoken, every evil thought that has been thought, Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, every act of unbelief, Father, oh God, we declare eradicated from this place. It is extinct in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, oh God, we come to a place that's been sanctified unto you. And it is in this place that we sing a new song. It is in this place that we bring the glory that is due you. God, who multiplies every seed sown, multiply our seed sown. Be exalted, King of kings and Lord of lords. May we flourish and may we blossom in all that you've called us to. And all of God's people together in agreement said in Jesus' name, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a good clap offering.